This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. And all things considered, their success is more than fair. Now here's one more effort for only positive motivations, they swear.
Segment.
Another podcast.
Segment.
Each app different from the last.
Segment.
It's the Swiss Army knife of shows.
Now
each of two emphatic hosts.
Segment.
First ever guest.
Not true.
Jeffrey James.
I'm honored. I mean, it's virginal. What
we
can
have
I say?
Your parents on.
You it's
are
sort of a debut.
You are popping our hymen today, sir.
Yes!
Treat me gently.
No, but Ben wasn't.
Oh,
yeah. I have a fissure.
Yeah.
Anal,
yeah.
Specifically.
And otherwise.
I have a penile fissure.
I've never heard of that.
Ben was on the show, too. We recorded together over Zoom.
Okay.
This is our first, maybe, in-studio
guest. In-studio guest.
Because your parents also did it.
Oh, yeah, they were in the other room.
This is your first not huge guest.
Exactly.
You have the Hurwitz parents.
Right.
You have an A-list.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't plan on much.
Yeah.
We didn't plan on much.
HeadGum podcast style.
Yeah, you kind of, it's taste of my own medicine.
Yeah, waxing. I figured this would be a waxing.
Even Casey had like a little blip setting up, and I was like, this is what it feels like. We started late.
It feels right. It feels nice when other people are sort of in charge, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is Segments, our new podcast. We're trying to come up with so many segment ideas to go through all of them, but we literally yesterday ran out. We had a laundry list. We did them all, and now today.
Well, it's because you're banking us.
Well, this is the fourth episode we've recorded in 3 days, right?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Too much.
I'm brain dead.
Exactly.
I have Zoom
and
fatigue.
That was before. That was way before we did this. So I thought today's episode could be. Nice try. Did we catch that on camera? That
was insane.
For some reason, that we didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
The cameras were not working in that moment.
Unbelievable. If you guys are watching on YouTube, we appreciate it. Namaste in 4K.
Yeah.
I literally caught a pillow left-handed blindly.
It's
not
fine.
Blindly.
Not
I like
blindly.
Lifted it up pretty high.
Yeah,
I think I gave a lot of warning that I was going to toss it.
You don't have segments. So you're dragging out the wax portion, you're dragging out the intro. I know how this works when you don't prepare.
It was a really funny moment in the HeadGum podcast that made me laugh so much. You guys can see. It was. Do you know what I was going to say?
No.
Like a bunch of people were talking and then I was trying to interject and nobody was listening to me. And then you were just staring at me and you said... Okay, so the reason nobody's paying attention to you right now is that there's a generation gap. And that will only get worse as you age. Nobody respects your opinion because you're older than them. Like, everyone is having a fun conversation. You're staring at me. Yelling my worst fear into my like headset. It's like you're a devil on my shoulder or something. Do you remember doing See if you can find it.
Like, I think recording and listening to the show is never as funny as someone saying what happened on the show.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it was hard to hear because, like, it was literally there were two other conversations happening. But you were, like, yelling at me. Nobody listens to you because you're the oldest person in here, and that'll get worse.
I do really enjoy the HeadGum podcast, especially when Jeff is mean to you.
That's every episode.
Yeah, it's great stuff. It's great fodder.
That's so rude.
Anyway, this episode, this is what I thought of.
Yeah.
Segment one. Let's brainstorm segments that we can use. Segment
two. I was going to bring one in, but I was like, no, they probably have like an hour of segments, so
no,
I won't.
Of course not.
And also, you know, I was at a caviar restaurant. Yeah. So
you were at a caviar restaurant?
I was at a caviar restaurant.
Meaning like, they only had caviar?
I spent beyond my means to sort of impress a dame.
Was that was a Valentine's Day
that
thing?
That was like, yeah.
Price fixed.
And that was like,
I wish it was pre-fee.
Does she like caviar?
She loves roe. She loves sardines.
Okay.
She loves tinned anything.
She's big into fish.
Yes.
So your girl is a fish girl.
Hey, she's a fish wife.
Yes.
Oh my God. She's a fish girl and she's gone to row,
but she doesn't know trout to have.
You can eat eggs on your poor man's money.
You can have caviar on your bones. They had bone spoons.
I see. Yeah, nice. Like little ones.
Human
yeah.
bone.
Yeah.
So,
right.
If you can be an organ donor, you can be a bone donor.
A boner donor.
A boner donor.
Did you just make that up? That was so fast.
A boner donor?
Yeah.
So, let's see. The way my mind works with the boner donor.
We don't have to get into it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, segment ideas. I mean, we can always go to the well.
What if
classics.
We plan the worst possible vacation that you could go on now when you have a 1-year-old daughter?
Oh.
Interesting.
That's
and
nice.
Then he has to do
but
it.
But it has to be like a 3-day itinerary, and it has to actually be things that would be terrible to
this
do.
This kind of reminds me of a little thing I would play sometimes at on like dinner dates with other friends. Mm-hmm. I would ask the question, what's one place you want to go? One place that you want to go back to, and one place that you'll never want to go again. So it's kind of travel based.
And this is as they're like urging you out of a restaurant.
Yeah, this is me. This is me drunk on caviar. I'll never go here again, for example. So
I have a good one for a place that you wouldn't want to go.
Wouldn't want to go?
Yeah, with a 1-year-old.
Oh yeah.
When I'm thinking about exotic places to travel, I remember two trips that my friends took. That scared me from ever going to these countries again. And they're usually like third world adjacent countries without running water, without like you can't drink the water.
Yeah,
you'll get like food poisoning and there's not a lot of electricity.
Right.
Like I had a friend who once got food poisoning at the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
So he was just sort of like traveling the Sahara, no bathroom, food poisoning, wiping his ass with sand.
So bad.
Yeah,
so
you wouldn't want to have
dehydrated.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I mean that one's like not even remotely on the table.
You wouldn't go to the Sahara, you wouldn't do like a safari style desert trip.
I feel like that could be
not
good though, because when I was young,
kid,
my parents took me on like immunity trips.
Immunity
right,
trips?
Where they were just kind of like, drop me off on their way to Europe.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I would be in like, you know, Casablanca. I would be like, you know, traveling
you
downward
loose.
Towards the sub-Saharan, right?
That would give you the measles, the mumps.
They would
Scarlet
hire locals
rubella.
To bottle feed me river water. So it would be Giardia this. It would be, you know, I had skin
so
lesions
much.
From shingles. Yeah, yeah. For the better part of a
you
decade.
Were, you lived in a leper colony, didn't you?
Well, I was gifted.
Yeah.
With,
you had turkey pox.
Yeah.
Which is like chicken pox, but almost gamier.
Exactly right. Yeah. I had a Peking duck pox. My skin looked like
you're
what
right.
you would get.
Yeah,
at, yeah
sort of like
some.
A rubbery chicken. Yeah.
We actually,
but
recently,
I slept in a bow for like a year.
In
of a ship,
the
a bun.
Yeah, the white bread, the soft.
Yeah, yeah.
Bread,
I was like hoisin. Yeah. You know, I would shower in hoisin. I would get in a bow.
Yeah,
I was poisoned with hoisin.
How so?
I had food hoisoning.
You had soisoning, soy poisoning from hoisin.
Anyway, so that's a one example of a segment we could do.
Can I tell the story that we actually bailed on a vacation that. I realized was going to be bad for the baby.
Is this the Costa Rica?
Yeah. Oh, we already talked about this, didn't
we? Yeah. You were planning things and it got spiraled out of control and you eventually said no.
Exactly.
Is this something you planned for everyone else and then bailed?
So I sent Jill and the baby to the Dominican Republic.
Wait, really?
No. But I was looking at Azores. Have you ever looked into the Azores?
No.
The Ozarks?
That's right. That's what I meant.
What's the Azores?
The Azores are they're part of Portugal. They're like an island, like way out in like the middle of the Atlantic, and I think it's like kind of cheap to fly to, and it's like not that far away because it's so far out in the Atlantic that it's actually like a shorter flight. It might even be like the equivalent to like flying to Iceland. And it's this up and coming tourist destination. It's gorgeous. And then as I was kind of planning that, I just like was looking up all the stuff to do there, and it was all hiking.
Yeah.
And I was like, well,
outdoor activity.
Yeah, I can't. That sounds really awesome, but I can't do that with a stroller.
Yeah. Baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
And it's just like weighted.
The baby Bjorn, they're fun for a little bit, but that's not an all day thing.
Yeah.
Does it hurt your back?
It hurts. It hurts your shoulders. Eventually, the baby wants out. That's not like...
It's not comfortable for baby to be in the Bjorn.
Yeah.
Nobody puts baby in a Bjorn.
Nobody puts baby Bjorn in a Bjorn.
So yeah, they're good for a little bit. But like going on like a 3-hour hike in the Azores, that wouldn't fly.
That wouldn't be good for Opa.
No.
Okay, so that's one example of a segment.
All right, we talk about bad vacations.
Destination.
Uh-huh.
The other day I thought of vertle, which is sort of a fertile verbal wordle, if that makes sense.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's like playing Wordle, but all in your mind's eye. So you're not actually writing things down. You're just playing, saying, and automobiles. Mm. That was an example of a pretty good seg.
Yeah. How about I say something like an event, and then you have to say the year that it happened. For instance, Carmageddon. Do you remember Carmageddon?
Yeah, they were working on the 405. They shut it down. They told everyone to leave the city.
When was that?
This is the fucking game, right?
Carmageddon. There's always a funny name for it. Yeah, was it the 405? It wasn't the 10?
Yeah, it was the 405.
It was the 405. Okay.
And they're like, everybody better leave town because it's going to fucking back everything up for miles and nobody will be able to get anywhere.
This is going to be Carmageddon.
Yeah, and then it happened like over a weekend and they finished it in 24 hours. Everybody left and like every freeway was completely like perfect and nice and it wasn't that big of a deal.
That kind of happened with the 10 in like December.
Yeah,
or
the fire.
Yeah, the warehouse fire.
Right. I would say Carmageddon was 2015.
2015. You think we were here?
I think so.
Interesting.
I don't think it was 2015 because I feel like I would have heard of that.
When did you go to USC?
2015. But fall.
2014.
2014 feels right.
Casey, can we look it up? Carmageddon 405?
Go to your homepage.
It's your lock screen. The news article from that day, I remember. Great name, and I think the name scared people into actually not driving.
Yeah, that name really stuck.
Yeah. That was actually next to my high school. They were like fixing a bridge over the 405, so they had to shut down the 405.
2011.
2011.
Wow.
I fucking knew it. I should have gone with my gut.
What does it matter?
It was when I was living in LA the
it's
first right. time without
it's,
you.
It's got to be that he's sleep deprived from parenthood, right? It's like no, sleep deprived.
I slept 12 hours last night.
So I tried to help him out.
Jill and the kid aren't even living with me right now.
So it's probably
sleeping
bad.
Fine. Yeah. It's not sleep. That's not the issue.
So it's probably that. No, I'm happy about it.
So what
just
the fuck
weak.
Are you crying about? Yeah. The Carmageddon!
Yeah,
it can't be that.
You also didn't guess. Only I guessed. I said 2014 or 15.
Is it too late for me to say 20? What was it?
11. You don't even remember?
What if you say first and last name of like, you know, a past lover?
Yeah, I was going to say I could try to guess I could try to guess the number of people that you slept with based on how many of them I can remember because I feel like we talked about it.
And then
we'll
put the list on the board.
Yeah. So I'll come up with all the
names. One by one.
Yeah.
And then you'll tweet it and you'll see if it gets.
Like, or match the name to the face of everyone Amir's ever had.
Oh. Or had.
Biblically.
Had.
I've only been with one lover, actually.
That's only because you've only loved one of the people you've slept with.
Dink. Wayne Gretzky Jr. That's actually good, is coming up with names of celebrity junior, and we have to guess whether that's actually true or false.
Yeah,
true. So for example,
we can call it Junior.
Yeah. Junior or falsenier. These are hard, actually, now that I'm thinking about them in real time. A lot of the times you come up with the HeadGum podcast, it seems like in the room / on the day. You have like
we stumble into stuff, but it's more organic than us all brainstorming segments. I feel like that came across so much ruder than I wanted it to.
No. Like, something this is bad.
Yeah, but what
this
I have is
what I do is
right
great.
Because you brainstorm solo before the show starts.
I think it's just I have outlines, and it seems like I don't.
You're right. I want to
which is worse.
I want to show people how the sausage gets played.
Played, yeah. How did this sausage get played?
Oh, we can write a country song.
What's that?
We could Beyonce write a country style. Song together.
Beyonce's coming out with a country album. So we thought that we would come up with our own country album.
There you go. Perfect. So yeah, he rips from the headlines. Yeah. So I think that's actually something that we could learn from.
So
like he takes he takes current events.
Yeah.
And he kind of
like Carmageddon.
Sorry, he was yeah.
Yeah.
Continue.
This I feel like this happens a lot on the Headgum podcast.
I'm just agreeing.
Too. Yeah, but like you're like you're active listening, but yeah. It's actually more actively interrupting because it's like now I feel like
it would be weird if I didn't say anything.
See, what's weird is that
that's a conversation
because you wait for your turn to talk.
And yeah,
you can see it in your
isn't
eye.
That good to wait for your turn to talk?
No it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to listen, to hear, to digest.
And then when it's your turn to talk,
you're talking over me right now.
Not really. I'm waiting for you to finish your sentences and then I interject.
No, but you're not thinking about what Jake's saying. You're thinking about what you're going to say next.
Like, what was I just talking about?
You were talking about ripping from the headlines.
No, because it took you know.
No, it wasn't that.
It was that.
It wasn't that.
It was definitely that.
It was that, but it was in context with how you don't do that.
And the way you don't respond is incongruent with what he says.
Yeah. So and it's incongruous.
I'm trying to understand and become a better co-host and friend to you guys. Finally. But I don't understand what you're trying
finally.
To say.
Yeah. Finally.
You're saying. Finally.
Okay.
Finally.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But don't leave it at that because you want to placate him.
Yeah.
Leave it at that because you agree that this is
I don't
bad.
Want this to Let's be a Pyrrhic victory is what I don't want.
Nor a Faustian bargain. It can't be Pyrrhic or Faustian at the end of the day. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll write a country song. How hard could it be?
Whoa, we're really going to do that one?
Let's do that one. Tacky. All right, we're back. I don't know. Is country music still just about like fucking pickup trucks and the country, or like is there a new sort of slant that Beyonce has taken? You know music.
What if we get Casey to play a royalty-free country music backing track and then we sing on top of it?
Nice. And it has to be royalty-free.
Because otherwise
we don't
want
to pay any
scrub
royalties.
The back catalog.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe Casey could lob up a word and then you sing a song about that.
I see some musical improv.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah, which I could probably figure out on the day. I'm not really musical or improv-y, but I feel like when you put those two together.
I thought you were going to, well, you know, I love this show, but I thought you guys were going to write a Broadway musical.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I actually have it on my to-do list. I wrote the opening number of a pop punk musical.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
I feel like Jake's trying to push it over the finish line, and you're kind of like,
That's the beginning line.
You are kind of like, what is it? Like an anchor? You're something that drags.
No, because anchor is like, oh, that's a grounding force that keeps us, you know, from getting our head in the clouds. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I guess he's a hole in the ship.
You're sand in my pockets, weighing me down and drowning me at the beach.
Wait, that's perfect. You're sand in my pockets, weighing
you
me down.
Really old country music.
Drowning me on the beach.
You're like a corncob pipe.
What do you know about this Beyonce album? Is it actually going to be country, or is that what people are assuming? Is it actually out yet?
I saw she was scantily clad, and I didn't know it was an album announcement.
Okay, it was just a picture of Beyonce.
I was like,
Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce looks great.
Yeah. And then people are like, that's a country album. I know it.
Somebody was like, oh, she's releasing a country album. And I was like, that's funny. And they were like, no, she is. And I was like, oh, when did she announce that? And then they showed me the photo of her, scantily clad. And I was like, oh, that was an album announcement.
And specifically country?
Yep.
Or is it going to be like country with a Beyonce twist?
Yeah. Probably that.
Yeah.
But it's her version of country.
Because she's from Texas.
I feel like there's plenty of Beyonce songs that have a little bit of a twang to it.
Tracy Chapman won a CMA. Beyonce said, I want that. And so she released an album.
But when did Tracy Chapman get the CMA?
She won because a country star covered Fast Car.
Oh, I see. And that's why they performed together at the Grammys.
Yes.
I see.
And now Beyonce's like, okay, why don't you fucking turn Single Ladies into a Southern album?
Yeah. Beyonce is coming for Tracy Chapman.
She's pitting herself against Tracy.
That's crazy.
Chapman.
She's crazy Chapman.
That's crazy, man.
Did you guys ever play Crazy Taxi?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Tracy Chapman should release Crazy Taxi style follow-up to Fast Car.
Oh,
Tracy Taxi. Crazy Taxi. Tracy Taxi.
Tracy Taxi.
By Fast Chapman.
And it's a game starring Tracy Chapman.
It's a game with an original
song.
He's
a fast car.
Oh my God, that was awesome. Right?
I think I could sing in a punk band.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. You could barely talk in a punk band.
Are you releasing another, what's the name of your band?
Oh yeah.
Fade on Shuffle.
Fade on Shuffle. Any new Fade on Shuffle music in the pipeline?
I don't know that there's any in the pipeline. We do have a
Falling out with the guy. What's his name?
Gareth? No, we're tight. We're tight. We have four songs on this album, actually.
Didn't I write one of them?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, Purple Vest. What is it? Or yours is just called Vest.
Yeah. It was about a guy wearing a purple vest to prom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like about a class clown.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's my debut song. Then there's another one. And then he covered I Can Go the Distance, the Hercules.
So that one is sort of unrelated.
Well, yeah. That one is just kind of rounds out the album with like a good song.
Well, speaking of rounding out an album with good songs, how are we on the royalty-free country music track?
I think I got a couple options.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, this is cool.
Do you want to hear modern country?
I don't know. Jeff, do you listen to country music? Is that is it having a moment or is it like, am I?
I think it's having a moment, but I don't really listen to it.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, I got to put on our headphones? Or will it play over the speaker?
I can play it over the speaker.
Okay, speaker it.
You look like an idiot then. Because you just put on headphones for no reason.
This sucks.
Oh. Sounds like a Toyota.
What do you
want to
hear a country song about?
Pickup trucks and blue jeans.
I got boots and keys.
You have boots
and keys. So it's just kind of about like everything that he's gathering for his day.
Yeah.
Where's my freaking hat now? I swear I left it over there.
He's 91 years old.
I think I lost my hat, but here's my belt buckle.
Got it. So this is incredibly.
So it's like phone keys wallet, but what is this person's version of phone keys wallet? Right.
Its teeth are missing, probably.
There's my other sock bin. Put it on, and my boot goes there. Where's my damn spur, woman? Where's my fucking hat now? I swear I had my keys. A second ago, I had my keys.
This guy has dementia. This is not a fucking song. He's alone in a room.
Oh, there's my hat. It's over there.
Putting a carrot on his head. Where's my damn salad?
His wife.
You were eating a salad out of chicken Caesar wrap an hour ago.
Honey, you see my phone charger? A skeleton on a rocker.
A rotting wife. Let's get a new song and a new set.
Where's my damn spurs, woman?
You have keys to your car, but you also wear spurs?
Yes.
Spurs are for a horse.
I have a boot.
You have one boot?
A boot and a key, and they're both missing.
I've got another.
That was the worst song I've ever heard. That was awful.
So it's a competition. My song, Where's My Damn Hat Now?
Yeah.
Great
country
song.
Which is just a guy who can't find shit.
So let's give Amir a country song.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's called Western Country Rock.
Cool. Okay. Where's my damn poster?
Oh my God.
Oh God, he fucking puked. He's puking. All right.
It's the worst one that could have been picked for a beer.
It all sounds like a Ford commercial.
Yeah. It's absolutely sick.
The new F-150. I seen cars bigger than that in my garage.
This isn't a song yet. This is the lead-in.
Yeah, this is the lead-in.
Okay.
<yeah.
laughs>
Big house, big keys. Hey. Oh shit, I'm 1'3". Everything's big to me. I'm a little man. Hanging out with tall folks makes me say small jokes. Oh yeah, I'm 15 inches high. I'm a little guy. with a big dream. And that dream is to be 2'9". Pretty fucked up if you ask me. All right. So that one was about
a 15
a really
man.
Short yeah. cowboy. Yeah.
With a, is it a big house or it's a like a normal
well,
house?
I think it's a normal house, but to him big everything's house, big.
The keys are huge. Yeah.
Even the keys are so big because it's that small.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what mine's gonna be about. I have to hear the beat.
Exactly. And then it just sort of comes
to meaning. Yeah.
All right, I got two options for you, Jeff. We've got banjo country music. And we have upbeat acoustic country.
Let's do banjo country.
And then, of course, during the music, somebody goes, "This is royalty free," right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that nobody
Audio Jungle it. Originals.
Audio right? Jungle.
See?
It's the name of our band.
Walked on into my own bedroom, saw my wife having sex with Farley, and he's the town harlot man, and my wife did me wrong.
That's good, yeah.
My wife did me so damn wrong, she didn't just cheat on me, she also drained my bank account.
Oh, Jesus.
I had a Vanguard, and she sold that stock that I had to pay taxes on the stock. Took my keys, melted Jesus. Them down to yeah. sterling silver in a block and shoes. She showed it to me and laughed with joy. She said, "You're never getting back inside the house with this." She did me so wrong in other ways. She sold my hat yeah. collection that I loved.
It's like it's all related.
Took the cash, yeah. melted it down to a sphere.
Always doing that.
Showed me the sphere, said, "This is your hat."
Jesus. Seems like a lot of it was destroying things and putting them into weird 3D shapes.
Wow. Pyramids, spheres.
Yeah. Yeah. Prism.
Yeah. Well, in country, it's like, you know, Daisy May did me wrong.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I guess vote below. Which song do you want to hear in its entirety?
Yeah.
We'll pay $50,000 to record it like they did back in the day. Like,
yeah.
You'll see Dolly Parton. Oh, I gave all my money to this producer.
Right.
They went to this small record place, which is now famous because fucking Dolly Parton was there in the 50s.
Yeah.
And they laid down a full album.
That's right. What I'm hoping for Studio H&G is like, I want to be a part of what people will look back on as history.
Music history.
Like, wow, can you believe that studio? Look at all the comedy legends that came in.
Like
there.
When the Beatles Get Out musical.
Exactly. Right?
Or the documentary. Do you guys watch that?
Yeah.
We should be filming more docs.
That's
while
cool.
people are coming in, you know?
Like TikToks?
Yeah. And that's what my initial...
TikTok, which is a
TikToks.
Doc on TikTok.
Yeah.
Even a TikTok might be nice.
I don't mind a TikTok mockumentary.
Yeah.
A TikTok?
Actually, I sent you... Anyway, I should finish this out. Was vote below. Do you want to hear Jake's
fully produced?
I can't find anything.
Where's
song?
My damn hat now?
Yeah, where's my damn hat? Do you want to hear I'm a 1'3" cowboy? Or
my wife did me so wrong.
Yeah, my wife was melting various things. Let us know below, and we'll see you on the other side of these messages for the last segment, which is going to be insane.
Whoa.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's fitness, more of a fitness nah. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Assholes. All right, we're back.
Yes.
Idea I've seen online, but we've never done before. Which is, it almost feels like an improv game where we alternate saying words.
It is an improv game.
Yeah.
It, okay. This almost feels like a podcast. It is.
Okay. So yeah, get it together.
I am trying to explain what it is.
We're listening.
Yeah, zip zap zoop, right?
What is that one?
Zip zap.
And then
I have a to-go order from Zoop.
Awful.
How?
The game is we're alternating saying words and trying to create a story, a sentence.
Yeah.
That can potentially be a story.
Okay. So we'll go in what order?
We'll go like this. Me, Jeff, you.
Okay.
Me, Jeff, you. See how they run. Eat lots of Zoop. Okay. This is a story about let's find out. Ready?
You should have done a Fat Tuesday episode where you're cooking jambalaya.
Interesting. In the
as
office.
It's happening, then there's a king's cake.
What were you thinking?
You're talking about for this show or for Jake and Amir?
I'm talking about for this show.
Right. Okay, now. Ready?
Yeah.
This is how the story starts. My
sand
glass.
That's already discounting. My sand glass.
That's kind of like an hourglass.
A sand glass?
He said sand.
Yeah, but you didn't have to say glass.
If you hadn't have said my, I wouldn't have said sand. By the way, if you had said the, I would not have said sand.
Sure.
I should have said box.
The whole thing is. Glass is what ruined it.
Glass, it's an hourglass.
Sand glass?
Sand running through an hourglass.
Just say a verb.
Running.
That doesn't make sense.
My sand glass
running. We could make it four words. I'd argue three before it not made sense.
Let's start again.
Okay. Right. Sand.
What?
Yeah. What?
Castle.
Okay, this actually could be kind of a poem.
Just the word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sand castle.
And it should be fast, right? There's not like an internal monologue.
Yeah, there's no like deliberation.
Yeah. Okay, just, ready? No more mine, no more sand, no more castle. This is like a real fucking good sentence.
Yeah. Or story.
Yes.
Ideally, it's a story.
Wednesdays.
Are.
Fine.
And.
They.
Often.
Could.
Be.
Finer.
If.
Sand.
boxes
got
wetter
when
they
included
pussy. Sorry.
Cut. Wrap.
I'm sorry. Right?
Wednesdays are fine and they could be finer.
Yeah.
If they got wetter, if they included pussy.
No, I think there was a
sand. Is it a global entry interview? Right, so I was just asking, have you ever been to Canada?
Really? Okay, let's try again.
And I'm still trying to explain.
I feel like we didn't end the sentence ever. The sentence has to stop and then a new sentence could begin.
I thought it stopped at pussy.
That was like, it did. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Talia
Hall
killed
my
niece.
How could that happen?
Well,
Talia
saw
my
niece
fucking
a
sand castle
by
herself.
And
she
ended
up
feeling
not
loving
very
much
the
fucking
ended
up
thinking
it
was
maybe
not
ideal.
So
Talia
went
apeshit
and
bought
a
sand. That one was really good, actually. It felt like we were sharing one brain. Like, that's a story I could have easily told by myself. A venue in Chicago killing my niece for fucking a sand. It felt right?
Yeah.
Talia saw Jake's niece fucking a sandcastle, so she went and bought a sand. Because it wasn't ideal.
Yeah. This is less than ideal. I'm going to lose my shit. Buy a sand.
And then, we've never done improv like this. This is supposed to sort of get you loose and creatively aligned.
I be on a Herald team?
I don't care.
I want a mod.
Team?
Computers.
What?
Run.
I want a mod, Apatow.
Okay, one more. Ready?
Yeah.
Vanilla.
Bean.
Sand. No.
Done. Cut. Print. That was awesome.
The world's shortest sad story. Edging out baby's shoes never worn. For
Vanilla
sale.
Bean sand sounds like something that would be at like the French Laundry.
Yeah. Yeah. Salt and straw.
A plate with just loose sand on it. This is actually vanilla bean sand. It's $38 and you sort of chew on it.
Oh, wait. That's the salt. Hold on.
I went to a fancy sushi restaurant. They had stuff like
Name?
That. Uchi.
Where's that?
West Hollywood. Well, it was like an Austin-Houston staple, and they just opened one in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Nice. We went to Uchi when we were in Austin that time. Very nice.
But, like, you were such a picky eater when you were young. I remember you yelling at the waitress asking for a teriyaki chicken bowl.
Yeah.
And you said they were like a sushi restaurant. And you said, do you
And I said, you don't have chicken here then? Oh, that doesn't really sound right, does it? Because you said you're a restaurant.
Yeah.
So why don't you have chicken?
Said we have grilled octopus. We have a summer squash
salad. Oh, so you have a grill. Because you were just saying that you didn't grill anything. So now I don't believe you about the chicken.
So we got kicked out of that version. And then I ended up going last night to the West Hollywood edition.
Is my picture still on the wall?
It's outside and it says, do not feed this man. It was very Instagram model chic.
Yeah.
Have you been to these places before?
The place I went last night was very Instagram model chic. It was a lot of like
attractive people taking pictures of themselves and the food.
With the food.
It was
the selfie.
It was like Selling Sunset looking women.
Where was it?
It was on Melrose Place.
The show?
Yes.
No wonder there was 1,000 people there. It was popularized in the Fox fucking nighttime soap opera Melrose
Place.
A
funny bet would be that you, like, whatever, you have to go back to this place and ask the server, do you guys have any, like, eating challenges or contests? Like, how much fish would I have to eat this for it to be free?
Yeah. Can I eat $1,000 worth of salmon from New Zealand where you guys would put my picture up?
If I have 100 pieces of cut roll, do I get my picture on the wall?
Yeah. Like, has anybody ever done that? And if so, would I get a free t-shirt?
What's your version of the Vermonster?
What's that?
It's a Ben and Jerry's 40 scoop extravaganza where if you finish it, you get your photo on the wall.
Wow.
Do you have that for raw fish and rice?
Because they shouldn't have it for dairy.
So I thought maybe you perfected the monster.
Anyway, eating at this restaurant with Instagram models made me realize that's such an easy way of creating a restaurant. You incentivize really attractive people to want to eat there so that people bring them there. We spent, I think, $1,700 for the two of us for dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that was probably just profit, close to $1,000.
This is something I never understood about you growing up in L.A. and then choosing to come back and staying here. Is like your brothers had it right with going to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
don't know where my
family lives.
This
place is for people who look like that.
Yeah.
Me or...
There aren't many spots for guys like you and Casey.
What?
What? Sorry.
You're doing the sentence game again.
I just, you know, it's like, and
where does he look like you should live? I'm trying to pinpoint it.
Probably Silver Lake.
Probably San Gabriel.
Where's that?
It's by Sierra Madre, but you couldn't do Sierra Madre because that's kind of a cool place.
Yeah. I feel like the San Gabriel Valley where like the good like Asian food is.
No, because I don't want you walking distance to dim sum. I want you to like be near a lake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Dirt Dog?
No, I've never heard that.
That's what you are.
Because you're a dirt dog.
You're saying I can't even walk to get Asian food? I look like I belong in a place that's far away from a dim sum restaurant where I'd
think
have to take an Uber?
You should live in a neighborhood or a town where your idea of going out to a nice dinner is a hot dog restaurant.
Yeah. You don't have it. Some people have it and other people don't.
You went to high school in Bel Air.
I wasn't born with it, but I got it.
Interesting.
You weren't born with it, and you can't attain it. He was born with it, still has it.
Really?
Casey's always had it.
Jake could have his pick of the lot in terms of where he wants to live.
Yeah.
Like, for example.
He's a 10 in Austin. He's a 9 in L.A.
Thank you.
He's a 9.5 in New York.
I could live in Bondi, mate.
Meaning?
I could move to Australia and probably learn to surf pretty fine.
Yeah.
That I could do that, too.
You could move to Australia for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe, but you'd be,
maybe
you know,
Perth.
Yeah. That's
maybe
fine.
Perth.
It's
maybe
still
Perth.
Like a coastal city.
Exactly. Well, you know.
No,
you know.
Maybe Alice Springs.
Yeah, I was going to say
more of an interior Australia vibe.
I wouldn't mind you in
Speaking
Glasgow.
Of,
So he can wear that? The shirt. That's why
my shirt says Australia.
You don't think I could wear that shirt?
I think you could wear the shirt, but it would have to be in Perth.
He said no chance.
What about Glasgow?
I don't want to live in Scotland.
He's Edinburgh. You're awful. Glasgow.
The weather's bad. I don't like being.
How about Red Deer?
I don't mind Red Deer for you.
Yeah. Where is that?
Northern Canada.
Yeah, it's sort of like where the water runs very wet, yeah. But where the population runs thin.
Where it only thaws in the July and August months.
A river runs through it?
Yeah.
But you would divide the population thus that you would end up being an island man.
I prefer living in warm cities, giant metropoli where I can interact with people, see new things, sports, concerts, culture.
Are you familiar?
You guys
with...
are urging me to move to a you like very seeing remote.
Culture?
Yeah,
you like I'll seeing culture?
I'll take in a museum or a festival.
Are you familiar with Pura Vida?
Living life to its fullest?
In Costa Rica?
Yes.
People do that?
Okay, then what do they do? I can do that. What is it?
No, that's what I was going to say.
Have you ever heard of La Dolce Vita?
Yeah.
Like this, my sweet
being
life.
Being in Italy, yeah, my sweet life.
Like
yeah,
you would never that. Have that feeling.
Why?
Like you would be sad eating gelato even.
No, I wouldn't. I love ice cream. You don't like ice cream.
I don't love it.
I could see you converting to Belarusian.
Yes.
You can't convert your nationality.
You'd find a way.
You could be from Minsk.
Yeah. What does that mean?
You could wear a mink in Minsk.
I'm not Russian. I'm saying I prefer to be in
You're
like
not
a
Russian, world. Belarusian.
Well, you
from
said
Belarus.
Minsk. Is Minsk in Belarus?
I think Minsk is in Belarus.
How did we get here?
You have a lot of talents.
Yeah.
I'd love for them to be contained in Belarus.
What are they?
Yeah, they, you know, they? Putting people on edge, you know, that's sort of like.
I think I'm very naturally curious.
I think you're very naturally. Off kilter yeah. And
I think I'm like a social chameleon where you can drop me into any social situation.
I think you have the skin of a chameleon.
Yeah, you have a wet, dry kind
flakiness,
of vibe,
almost like flaky, a scaly.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
scaly. But like when you see me,
and
I
you have
feel
lizard
like,
genitalia.
I was gonna say yeah. That you're really? Hung, but it's scales.
Yeah, and it's barbed.
Yeah, I was gonna say that I do a good job of asking people and learning from everybody. But you were talking about how
you do a good job of being a fly on the wall, which people would prefer.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, just like
fly into a fly trap.
Exactly. You're a Venus.
No.
You snap at people in different ways. Like it's not so overt that it's like, oh, Amir's an asshole.
You're not good to be around or to be with or to be.
You do you what ever, you do yeah. Well enough to make a living at it.
Yeah.
You're never gonna be a living legend.
No. Yeah. I think I've.
You are dead on arrival.
Yeah.
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 I was going to say, I maximized.
You maximized, but the ceiling was a floor to others.
Yeah.
You hit the ceiling of the basement. Everyone else is partying upstairs.
I think I was able to parlay the fortunate lot I had genetically with what
there was
caste
nothing.
I was born into.
Fortunate
and then
your
being able to sort of turn
I think
that
you had every and opportunity. And actually it's evidenced
it.
By your brother's massive success.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Financially and emotionally.
Yeah.
Both of them are so much more successful than you.
Yeah.
It kind of proves that you didn't live up to your potential. If anything, you squandered every opportunity.
And you mentioned caste?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Just being,
I was wondering if like
you
maybe
ever
they
got
start
cast.
To like flip it.
Meaning?
Meaning, you know, porcelain skin is not worth it to them.
Yeah.
So because of like you redefine an entire religion, I think.
Meaning?
Hinduism.
They
value other things because you were born. And not in a prophetic way. In a pathetic way.
You're weird.
We've been circling you're and we just, finally got to the bullseye.
You're weird.
You're a weird man.
You're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Running out of ways to say it. The fucking, the short cowboy
sometimes you
thing
gotta come, you know, out.
Because I feel
you know?
Like, yeah, we were trying to be nice.
Not really.
Like, there's no point.
8 minutes of calling me a nothing man. And then
no, you're something. It's just what it is bad.
Yeah, right. You're not nothing. You're, in fact, you're too much.
You're too much of a bad thing is a bad thing.
Yeah.
But not always. Like sometimes you like break through and then it's like, okay, now that I've been through that grit and grind and turmoil.
But
I'm
it is adversity. And I would say spending time with you is a challenge.
Yeah.
That you can overcome. We shall overcome.
No, not you.
What?
We won't overcome you.
You don't sing.
I was trying to like ending up on your guys' side, joining together. So yeah. It's like the three musketeers rather than a two.
Why don't you move to Belarus?
I wouldn't mind if you eunuched yourself in Belarus.
I'm not going to cut my dick off. That's
not bad.
I'll move to Russia. I'm not cutting my dick off. No way.
Okay.
Because there wouldn't be a reason to do that.
Okay. Just testes then?
No, not the testes.
Yeah, why don't we... Not a full castration.
Not any castration.
You can still have your fun and eat it too.
I think so, but not if I cut my balls off.
I was going to say with the balls off, you can still have your, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go whole hog.
Meaning?
Your penis and nuts.
Sort of.
Ken yourself.
Twisted yeah. and removed.
Right.
Yeah.
As it were. And what do you guys think is like something that you guys aren't very good at? Like if you're good at dishing it out, are you able to internalize any problems with yourself?
I didn't quite hear what you just said because I was still thinking about the eunuch.
Yeah.
I was thinking about a haircut you could get that might make the eunuch thing stand out.
Bowl cut.
Yeah, bowl cut or a bald cut. Oh, it's like you put a bowl over your head and then you invert it and then shave just where the bowl would be.
Right.
So there's hair like kind of
basically fill a bowl with
nail pattern baldness.
Put that on your head.
Yeah.
And that'll accentuate my lack of
genitals. You could
do
a straight razor shave down to the bone. So not just the hair, but the skin layers there, thus.
Yeah.
Drive a tractor.
No.
As your daily driver. Like in the Water Boy.
I don't even know how to fuck. I don't have a license for that.
You don't need a license for that. For if you live in Belarus.
Yeah. Trust me, they're not going to be pulling you over. A dickless guy with a bald cut and a tractor, no one's paying attention to that guy. You will live anonymously like you do here.
You'll blend in Belarus.
I don't blend in. Yesterday, one of the waiters
the
at
only
this
issue
restaurant
I
recognized
was gonna
me.
Say, yeah, the only
knew
issue
who I was.
I don't know if you would be able to get sushi, and you really like sushi.
I love sushi.
I feel like
let
that's
me
just
stay.
One...
I'm asking you to beg you to stay.
Okay, maybe you stay as long as you stay, Chase.
Yes. But I can have sugarfish.
You can have sugarfish, but let's take your nuts.
Still the castration, but I get to be in LA.
Yeah,
and you have to pay for half my sushi.
Deal.
Carb.
All right, that was three. Segments of varying degrees of success, I thought.
Yeah.
Number one was the songs. The songs were a hit.
The Psalms.
Yeah. The Psalms were a hit.
Oh, yeah. We could write Psalms next time, too. That'd be good.
Biblical poems.
Yeah.
Number two, I'd say, was the brainstorm, though we didn't really get very far.
Right, no.
Three was whatever happened at the end there.
The story.
It started as a story, and it ended up with you guys telling me to cut my balls off.
We had an intervention.
Russia. Yes, exactly. But I was doing nothing wrong.
It was more of an innovation.
Yeah. So I walked into a room and you guys just pitched me ideas.
Yeah, we innovated.
I wasn't doing anything wrong. You just wanted to make me better.
We punched you up.
Yeah. That would be fucking devastating. That would be worse than the intervention. Because the intervention is like, okay, I'm rooted in a problem I have.
Mm. Right.
This one is just, you're just
all
not...
problems are rooted in you.
Correct, yeah. Exactly. There's nothing you can eliminate.
An intervention, yeah.
From this elimination diet.
Well, you can try meditation, but I don't know. I don't see it going well.
Because then you're alone with, well,
you.
Yeah. Who wants to see/be that? All right. Listen to the HeadGum Podcast. Anything else?
That's it. Listen to the HeadGum Podcast.
That's awesome.
We have episode 200.
Whoa.
Coming up soon.
Wow.
Is that
we
the one
really,
March that reminds 5th. Me. We got to figure that out.
We should cut that show.
What's that?
That reminds me, just because they're at 200, we should cut that show.
I thought we were cutting it way earlier than that.
We were supposed
Wasn't
to.
Wasn't it at 150?
I think you didn't want to talk to Jeff, and I was like, I don't want to be the one to say it. But
be afraid of conflict.
Did you talk to Katie in
Moose?
April?
Go see Katie.
Katie is here today, so I might slip out. Yeah. I might slither out.
Go see Katie.
Actually sneaking out.
I forked tongue.
Still thinking of two parking spots.
Why did you leave your car in the parking lot here last
night? I didn't
night?
Mean to.
Yeah.
I parked to go to dinner, and then I drank. And I'm responsible. I don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
That's and it great. Was walking distance to your house and here?
In a way. Which I only feel comfortable saying because I'm about to move.
Let's talk about where you're moving to.
I don't want to.
Okay. All right. This is Segments. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. You can see more of us on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Yeah.
Jeff, you edit those.
I do.
Kind of a secret, but it's in the credits, so that's fine to know.
It's not a secret at all.
Yeah.
People, every week someone comments like, Jeff edits these?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any hard employable skills.
Yeah.
That's my only hard employable skill, actually.
That's good. You're
that
good.
And
you're fast.
Networking.
Which I am still available for hire for. Send me to a conference and watch me talk to people.
Here's my business card. It's like a centimeter by a foot.
It looks a like a roll of tokens.
Vertical too, so it's like a lot of dashes.
It's a spaghetti vertically with writing on it.
Yeah.
All right, and we'll be back next week, definitely without Jeff, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
This was a bust for camera.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That was a HeadGum Original.